Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio dial at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online through blogtalkradio.com. Whether you're listening in through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast, we also welcome those on the East Coast that are joining us through dcnowradio.com, and we're glad you all could be with us as well. Our guest for the next half hour is someone who's been creating a lot of buzz recently. Ryan Leto is here from Celebrity Gene to talk to us not only about the company, but what it feels like to be the head of the first company in the world to be able to sell DNA from not only historical figures, but famous people. In fact, it's the famous part that has been getting the attention lately. But, Ryan, welcome to Conversations Live. We're glad to have you.
Cool. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Ryan, you know, one thing that has always fascinated me is the creative process. I've always thought it was a great thing when people are the first and when they're able to take what is either a goal of theirs or a dream of theirs and to turn it into reality. That's what you have done with Celebrity Gene. Before we talk about how people have perceived it, let's talk about where the initial idea came from.
Well, I used to work for a lab called the Paleo DNA Lab. And what we did there is we'd be grinding up mummies and dinosaurs and stuff like that, trying to retrieve ancient DNA. Mm-hmm. So, and I was doing some Peruvian mummies one time, and they were about 200 years old, and I had read an article about someone saying that there was some hair for sale. And I just thought I'd have some fun with it, so I ended up tracking down a strand of Elvis's hair and to see if we, you know, if we could do it. And I brought it to the lab, and I took it in, I extracted the DNA, verified it, and everything. So then I thought, wow, we've got Elvis's DNA. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
That was how it first started.
That's how it first started, and now it has grown to this big thing. I know I was on Twitter yesterday, and people were still talking about, of course, you know, Justin Bieber, you know, and of course his, you know, his DNA being available to the public. You now have celebrities that are really being great advertisements for you because they're wearing it. When you see that this all began from this idea of, you know, wondering if you could be able to extract DNA from Elvis's hair to now being this thing that people literally all around the world are talking about, has it gone above and beyond what you initially expected?
I was just kind of having fun with it at first. Until other people were like, hey, you got to, you know, you got to get this out there. And I was like, well, really? And then so the next one we did after that, I think, was Michael Jackson. But we weren't able to get his full DNA from there because it was from the Pepsi commercial where his hair was burnt. So we weren't able to replicate it. But then after that, people kept saying more and more and more. And then people wanted their pets done or somebody wanted their mother done. And that. So then we said, well, maybe we can make this into a business. And then started it up. And now we're getting calls from Papua New Guinea to Morocco, Venezuela, Peru, Mexico, everywhere.
Yeah. And you just brought up a point that I think a lot of people might lose in the noise of what's being said about Celebrity Gene, and that is this is not just about celebrities as we might see them. It could be, you know, our own heroes, like our grandparents or our parents who have passed on, or something sentimental like something from a pet. Do you think, I mean, that is really just as important or more so for some individuals because it's someone that they've known, and in a way it's a way for them to stay connected with that person?
Well, we've got quite a few funeral homes working with us now, and they're actually offering it as a line item in the service, like for funeral services, to actually save
wow.
the DNA. Because the DNA is completely viable. Instead of saving the ashes, why wouldn't you save your relative's medical and genetic history right there?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that again, I think is an interesting thing. And there are a lot of people, you know, we've heard about this a lot with pets, and definitely you would think about it with people as well. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Ryan Leto here. He's, of course, the founder of Celebrity Gene. As I mentioned, he has made history and made quite a bit of news. Celebrity Gene is the first company in the world to sell DNA from historical and famous individuals. individuals as well as others as well. Let's talk about some of what people have said, though, Ron. You know, there, I think with everything, there will be individuals who either don't get it, they think it's odd, they will, you know, find some other way to be able to say, you know, this is not something people should be doing. I think instead of asking you in particular about how people feel about the DNA aspect, I want to ask you about as a business. How do you stay focused on what your mission is for Celebrity Gene in spite of what people might say or how they might try to perceive it?
Well, I'm starting to find out there's a real generational gap here. So I think a lot of people in their later 40s, 50s, 60s haven't grown up with DNA. Like DNA's taught in preschools now today in Western world. So the people that are younger seem to embrace it and okay with it. People are older, they don't get it, and I think they don't understand it, so they go negative right away because they don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But other than the younger people seem to really like it because for an older person, like they might have a lock of Elvis's hair or they might collect his signature or something, where the younger people say, this is the future, this is the way it's going. You know,
yeah.
And actually prove it's this person's stuff too. And also, too, for the celebrity stuff, we just use their mitochondrial DNA, so it doesn't give any like health or personal information out. So there's no risk to the celebrity to actually give us the DNA and sell it.
When one of the things that, of course, a lot of people, when I first put out that you were coming on the program, there was a Radar Online article that I had a chance to read that people sent me, and I had already read it at this point. But, I mean, here you are, you know, yourself, being a part of these major headlines attached to individuals like Justin Bieber. Is that kind of surreal to you? I mean, considering that, you know, when people told you, hey, maybe this could be a business, did you ever think that you would be or something that you created would be attached to someone like Justin Bieber?
Yeah, I know. I never expected there would be such a visceral response, like positive and negative, too. There's not too many people in the middle. They usually love it or they hate it. So
yeah.
Controversy is good, though. It keeps you in the news.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, as far as how, I mean, he has felt about it, as well as other celebrities, as you and I were talking about, you know, who are now supporting it, do you think that will only, you know, be able to, and I think the point that you made, Ryan, is a really important one about the generational gap. Do you think that will show that, you know what, at least this is not something that was done without, you know, the celebrities, you know, permission or whatever, so that kind of makes them feel a little better about it, do you think?
I think so, too. I just think some people might think it's weird in some ways. But like I said, there is that generational gap where, and I think as more people, like you see more celebrities starting to wear it, that'll start a trend. And now, okay, if the celebrities are doing it, then obviously it's okay, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And two, one thing that was mentioned in that Radar Online article that has gotten a couple of hundred shares, I know already, as well as almost 200 tweets on it. One thing that's mentioned in there is that each pendant that, especially it was talking about the Justin Bieber, when each pendant comes with a certificate of authenticity, and that, of course, adds to the legitimacy of all of this. For you, though, I mean, as this continues to go on, because there are others as well, you mentioned, of course, Elvis, but, of course, there's individuals like even Mickey Mantle, of course, that kind of goes into another area of sports. Where do you see Celebrity Gene going from here, Ryan? Because it is already.
I've already been talking to a guy named Dr. Zuck. He actually owns John Lennon's tooth. He bought it at auction. So we've almost come to an arrangement now, so we should be able to get John Lennon and possibly, I don't want to say, but a major rap star from the U.S. So those are two that are on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I think that will have people guessing there, Ryan, a little bit. Okay, so a major rapper from the U.S. Is a possibility, but also, of course, John Lennon is also something that you're looking forward to as well. You know, as you look at what you've done from just a strictly business standpoint, Ryan, because I think the reason I focus on that is because there are individuals listening to this who have been told that their idea is crazy, that their idea will never work. And I think you are proof that, anything, if you really are passionate about it and you give your, you know, your all to it, that it can be successful. And that's what I look at Celebrity Gene and think, hey, I mean, you're the first to be able to do this, and it's working. So, I mean, when you look at the business model, what do you tell individuals? Because I know they're coming to you and saying, you know, I have this idea, and, you know, my family told me, you know, it would never work. You know, what do you think? What do you tell them that has worked for you that maybe they can learn from?
Well, so as long as you're having fun with it, as long as it's not like dredging through the mud job kind of thing, because I've just been having fun with this. You know, let's try this, let's try this. So it hasn't really been, and I didn't really care if it became successful at first. I was just kind of, but then when it took off, then I was like, oh, okay, well, I'll jump on board, right? So that would be my advice, is just have fun with what you're doing. Enjoy what you're doing.
Yeah, enjoy what you're doing. And I think that's the thing. I mean, as long as you are enjoying it, it doesn't really seem like work. And I think that's what will keep you definitely coming back to it. Again, Ryan Leto, everyone, is our guest. Celebrity Gene is the company that we've been talking about, and he has been making a lot of news, a lot of buzz recently. Of course, Celebrity Gene is the first company in the world to sell our DNA from famous and historical people. I mean, he's been talking to us a little bit about how this all began for him, and it all began with, of all people, Elvis. It began with Elvis and Elvis's hair, and then, of course, now being able to go from individuals being able to actually own a piece of Justin Bieber, and it continues to go from there. But this is not just about celebrities, as Ryan has mentioned, and you can go on his website and also see this as well. You know, it's also about those individuals that you care about, those pets in your life that you care about. You're able to do this as well. So walk us through the process, Ryan. Let's say one of our listeners is tuning in, and they have had someone that they love pass, and they want to be able to share them in this way, to have them this way. Walk us through the process of what they would do.
Okay, there's links off of Celebrity Gene to a site specifically for people that have lost one. It's called www.dnamemorial.com.
Mm-hmm.
And what would happen is you order online, they send you a kit in the mail, and or to a funeral home if they're at a funeral home, but or wherever the body is. They do a simple cheek swab, or if they have a hairbrush that has some hair left on it, anything personal, really personal, like a toothbrush or some kind of lipstick or something, we could get the DNA from any of that sources. Then they would send it back to us. We would extract the DNA, verify it, make sure it's non-contaminated, seal it, and then send it back to them.
Wow, and it's just that simple. And again, you can go to his website, which is celebritygene.com, and be directed from that site to where you can go from there. And then, of course, if you want to find out more information about Ryan and what he's doing and what's coming up next, you can find him on his website as well, again, celebritygene.com. He's also has sites on Facebook and Twitter as well. So make sure you look them up there as well. You know, Ryan, I really do appreciate you taking out the time, man, to be on with us. I think what is great about what you've done is that you have created something that, for one, there is definitely a demand for, and two, you've been able to walk in the face of what individuals might think about it. I mean, and I think the point you made about as long as it's fun, as long as, you know, it's something that you can enjoy, I think that is a great lesson for all of us about life and what we're doing. So congratulations to you, man, and we look forward to staying in contact with you.
Thank you. I just like to plug one more thing. We run a Child Find DNA program, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called www.childfinddna.com, and we do DNA samples to find missing children. So get listeners to check that out, too.
All right. So that's childfind.com?
DNA.com, yeah.
Oh, childfinddna.com.
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll make sure that gets added to our notes on the show as well. So that's www.childfinddna.com. And so that's that and hey, and that is a great thing to be able to do. Definitely something that's timely. I know parents and guardians will appreciate that as well. Again, Ryan, man, we really appreciate the time, and we look forward to staying in contact.
No problem. Anytime.
All right, then. Again, that's Ryan Leto, everyone, joining us live, talking to us about Celebrity Gene, how this all came about, and what he's been able to do with it. You know, that information he just shared there, I think, is great for all of us to realize. He is not only being able to do something that he loves and also that has worked for him, but he's also using the services for good as well in other ways, and that being to be able to help find missing children. I think that website, childfinddna.com, want my producer, Jeff, to make sure we add that to the notes of the show so our listeners can stay in contact with that as well, because I think that's great to be able to use the platform that he has. People are definitely watching him. They're visiting the site, and so he's able to bring attention to something else while he has those eyes there. I think that's another great sign of an entrepreneur. Again, Ryan Leto, everyone, doing a great job and being able to provide a service for fans of individuals as well as those who have lost loved ones as well. We're going to take a break. We're going to take a break here for the radio side. For our online listeners, thank you all for joining us here on both at blogtalkradio.com as well as through dcnowradio.com. Remember, if you missed any part of our program, you can catch the entire podcast about 10 minutes after we go off the air by going to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alerts, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-877-653-8844. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-877-653-8844. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-877-653-8844. That's 1-877-653-8844.
Attention Conversation Live listeners. Are you looking for a fun and exciting way to strike up an intimate conversation with your lover? If so, the Sex Bucket List is for you. With a page to personalize, your very own happy face stamper, and over 600 sextivities to stamp off before you kick the bucket, you'll soon discover a sexual side of yourselves that you never knew existed. Find us at thesexbucketlist.com. Make sure to like us on Facebook. Thanks for listening, and as always, get busy getting dizzy.